Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is Figgy Smith Stape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Man, that popcorn smelled good.
Dude, I just said something to Reggie.
I surprised y'all don't smell this popcorn through the radio,
I
man.
Do. Oh, man. I just man. Told Reggie before we came back, because that's one of the best smells.
So pulling the curtain back, somebody popped some popcorn around here, and I did not leave my studio at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be one thing if I open the door and I smell it.
It's man, seeping through the
dog,
windows.
Dog, I want some popcorn, man. I'm about to go around. Who popping popcorn?
By the way, let's make this into a text in 713-572-4610. What is the best and worst food smells to smell at work?
Yes, the microwave smell.
Yeah. Popcorn isn't bad.
Popcorn's way up there.
It gets you the ladies, man.
Yeah,
people start coming around your desk.
Like, ooh,
what you got?
That's a great point. Everybody want to come talk
hey,
to you now.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Let me get a handful of
those. That popcorn.
Yeah.
The other thing is the obvious fish or anything like
yeah.
that. Who warming up fish?
Yeah, you hate that. You hate that.
Yeah, who got seafood in here? But yeah, salute to whoever popping that popcorn around here.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran across this list of, I guess, a collection of classic TV costumes.
Okay.
And they just sold at a recent auction. So I'm going to go through the list of all the ones that sold. So the first one on this list is Batman and Robin costumes. These are the ones that was worn by Adam West
oh,
and Burt
Ward.
Oh,
the TV version.
Oh, 66?
Yeah.
Batman 66?
Yeah.
I love this.
In the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Sold for $575,000.
I think that's worth every penny. If you got the money, Adam West Batman costume? No, you and I aren't going to be buying that.
Of course not.
But, like, if you know, that is...
Why not? You got it.
You guys know it. Yeah, sure.
Money bags over here. You got it.
I mean,
he almost slipped up and said, yeah, but.
I almost got him. He's close.
I mean, yeah, but not right now. You are a baby. You're a baby. You're 33 years old.
That is correct.
You know,
the 33. I wouldn't say the baby, but okay.
But, and you know Adam West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but
legendary.
I'm also cultured, you know. That's
well, this is true. Excuse me. No, it's legendary. That 100%. One, I'm not even going to blink an eye at that.
That would be worth the money.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, got you.
Mm-hmm.
The Joker's costume worn by, is it Cesar
Romero?
Cesar
Romero, yeah.
Yeah.
How much?
$212,000.
Ooh. I think it's almost in the same category.
Really?
Almost in the same, but Batman's better. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Next on this list is Batman's, Batarang?
The Batarang, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $50,000. That's over $50,000.
From that same show, from that same time.
I'm not sure if it's from the same
show.
I'm guessing it is.
That's a plastic prop.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because depending on which Batarang we're talking about, are we talking about like Christopher Nolan, where it was clear that they made him joints for real?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we're talking about one of them Batarangs from like Dark Knight, trilogy?
That's different. Oh, yeah.
I
thought this was still from.
It could be. It might be. It didn't say. It just say Batman's. Next on this list, Wonder Woman's costume.
Linda Carter or?
Yes, Linda Carter. Yep.
$7 billion.
All right. See, when you went that high, it made me think that you were going to sniff the material. That's what my brain heard.
This is also a clue in the Lasso of Truth.
I would tell her everything.
So this one sold for $225,000.
Why does your wife put up with you?
I don't know.
Today you have told us that you broke her arm wrestling.
No, dislocated her shoulder.
Oh, okay, my bad. Because that's so different.
Yeah.
And then you did that. Okay, all right.
Yeah, this one is my favorite right here. Two of Fonzie's leather jackets.
Oh, yeah, that's big money.
How much?
This one went for, one of them went for $87,000 and the other one went for $75,000.
Maybe I think they're all
you
worth it.
You think it's worth
yes.
it?
Yes.
I would consider the Fonzie jacket,
yeah.
the leather jacket.
Yeah.
The only thing that's tough is that I personally, and maybe my sensibilities aren't everybody's, if I personally buy something for like five figures, I want you to know immediately when you see it. And I feel like leather jacket might be one that I have to be like, hey, but you know whose leather jacket this is?
Well, it would have to be on display with a picture of him wearing it.
But see, that'd be a cool conversation starter, though. Like, hey, I got the leather jacket from the Fonz, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but then also, I know there's a non-0% chance that someone looks at you and go, man, that ain't the real leather jacket from the Fonz.
I got John Voight's car.
Yeah, I bet you do. Thank you. By the way, I did watch Seinfeld. I went to bed an hour and a half later than I should have because I watched about four or five episodes of Seinfeld after I got done with my night.
Yeah. All right, so you got Captain Kurtz, his Starfleet uniform.
Oh, yeah, big one.
Star Trek.
Yeah, the gold. Yeah,
yeah, this is six figures.
And this was worn by William Shatner, by the way. Actually, not six figures. It's actually five figures.
No way.
$62,500.
The way that Trekkies are?
Yeah, that's a surprise.
That sounds like a downright deal.
That's a bargain.
I think everybody probably went broke getting the rest of the stuff mm-hmm. that's on the top of this list. Jeannie's Parker, is it Harmon?
Jeannie, you're talking about the harem costume?
Yeah, from I Dream of Jeannie.
Barbara Eden.
Yeah, this was worn by her.
Yeah, Barbara Eden.
Yeah, $42,500.
Bargain. Bargain. That was that ran a long time.
That would be cool.
That
would be cool.
That show ran a long time.
Yeah, I actually like that show.
Mm-hmm.
Herman Munster costume worn by Fred Gwynn.
Big money.
$37,500.
That one feels like a cool one.
that does. But see, you also have to put on the makeup and the...
fair. Good point.
But
you got
the clothes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. I wasn't thinking about all that.
And then the next one is Maxwell Smart's shoe phone. Worn by Don Adams on Get Smart.
That used to be so funny. His foot would ring and he'd have to cross his leg and answer his phone.
This one sold for $35,000.
That's probably too much for that.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
We probably hit the too much for me right about like number seven on the list.
Yeah.
That's probably for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But man, I thought that was kind of cool that they even still had those costumes like that.
Yeah.
The original ones.
From the 346, God knew what he was doing, making me broke. I would have bought. I would have bought
all that stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So remember a couple weeks ago we discussed the New Orleans inmates who escaped?
Yeah.
So apparently we have a similar story to this that happened in Mississippi. This one might be a little scarier, though.
Oh, no.
So here is ABC 6 in Philly with this story about...
Philadelphia, Mississippi. Is what you're saying.
No, ABC 6 is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I thought you said in Mississippi.
Yeah, it is in Mississippi.
Yeah, this is in Mississippi, but ABC 6 in Philly.
There is a Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah, that's where Marcus Dupree went to high school.
Oh,
okay.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. All right. But here's a story on this crazy situation that happened in Mississippi.
Tonight, the urgent search for dangerous research monkeys that escaped from the wreckage of a crash on a Mississippi highway.
We got 21 monkeys that was on this, on the run.
Video showing several monkeys crawling in the grass. Heavily armed officers responding to the scene. Authorities say a truck carrying nearly two dozen rhesus monkeys from Tulane University overturned on Interstate 59 in Jasper County. At least six monkeys escaping. Officials warning they might be aggressive towards people and were potentially infected with hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID. And late today, police confirming all but one of the escaped monkeys had been euthanized for public safety reasons, adding they're still actively searching for that one monkey still on the loose. Well, the monkeys that did not escape from the truck are said to be okay and accounted for.
This is that movie. What was
all I heard was Ape Stronger Together. That's all I heard. Yeah. Ape Strong Together is all I heard, man.
That one's still out there? How long you think it's going to be before the...
10,000 years. We about to be in Planet of the Apes. I seen the documentary on this.
Caesar.
I know how this goes. I want it noted, by the way, before I talk about anything else. They said that's from Tulane University. Where's Tulane University at?
New Orleans.
New Orleans just steady giving us these,
I know,
huh?
Man. Yeah. Man. Outbreak. Outbreak is the movie.
Oh, really? Okay.
That was about the monkey that had some disease or something. But this is COVID, hepatitis C, and herpes.
They were just doing them monkeys wrong, man.
These monkeys to be fair, I'm on the monkey side right now. Not the monkeys get around. They was injecting them boys with that. They were like, we will not stand.
That's what I'm saying. They doing them wrong. Hey, here, try this. Hey, take this.
We will not stand for being injected with no more of
y'all. Let me inject you with some AIDS.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Try this, man. It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Another day, another trend. So have you heard about this stay-at-home sons trend?
I have not. What
is it? Stay-at-home sons.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this.
Are these busters that can't get jobs and just live in their parents' basements?
Well, let's go to Fox 5 in Atlanta with this new trend, and they will explain what the hell this is.
A new trend is picking up steam. Stay-at-home sons. These young men, dubbed trad sons or hub sons, are opting out of the rat race to take on full-time homemaker duties for their parents in exchange for room and board. A family therapist tells the New York Post that the shift may be fueled by insecurity and instability, with some young men feeling safest under mom and dad's roof in an uncertain world. And they're not alone. One in three U.S. adults age 18 to 34 now lives at home. Experts say it's fine as long as it's a pit stop and not the destination. So could you get on board with being or having a stay-at-home son?
So, Reggie, could you be a stay-at-home son?
I mean, yes and no. Look, man, housing prices out here are devious.
Yeah.
If I need to be at home with the parents, I'd be at home with the parents. What I don't get is, don't get out here and try and like, market it. Don't try and market the fact that you at home with your people. We used to have shame.
Hey, let's
shame
do
used
this
to
trend.
Be a tool that we had.
Hey, let's jump in on this trend, guys. Let's stay at home with our parents.
It's not a trend.
It's not a trend, but it's not a cool happening thing.
They're
right?
trying to market this as a trend, though.
No, but this thing in itself is not a trend. These are the lazy SOBs that live in their mom's basement and play video games and are on message boards. That's what this is.
Wait, okay, so I'm not going to lie. I did get a little distracted in it. Did they say that these dudes are like actively not working?
Yeah, yes, they're stopping their job to be a stay-at-home son.
They just slapped a title on it and said, hey, this is cool. Let's call it a trend.
Okay, so my bad. I cannot be a stay-at-home son because I would feel too much shame.
Yes.
Which, again, a reminder, this is why shame exists, to stop us from being bums. You know what I mean? Like, I think that there... Now, some shame is bad, and I think we need to acknowledge that as society, but not all of it is. And this is what happens when we eviscerate all the shame because people do some dumb stuff like this.
I couldn't even stay home. I couldn't even stay with my mother, man. Like, if I had to stay with my mother, I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to try to figure it out.
Right.
I think I just been away for so long, like just been living on my own for so long. I can't see myself living with my mother.
And how many of those chores actually get done? They're going to cook and clean. Yeah, sure they are.
I sure hope so because I know I can't speak for anybody else's situation, familial-wise, and how they grew up, whatever. I just know. Ain't no way it's flying in my mama's house. Nope. I'm sitting around not doing nothing. Dude, you better clean something.
Man, my mother going to make me do everything. She's going to treat me like a butler.
100%.
Yes. Like, boot man, can you get my water?
And the first time you're like.
Go get my purse.
The first time you're like. I can't. Like, what you doing?
Yeah.
What got you so tired around this
house?
Yeah. Because I know you're not going to no job.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man, go pass me the remote over there.
Yes.
I'm all the way in the other room.
Yes.
Nah, man. I couldn't do that, man. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I will keep working till the day I die before I stay with somebody. Yeah, that's anybody, to be honest.
Remember, shame is a powerful tool
yes,
in society.
Yes, it is.
Yes. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Remember a few weeks ago I played the kids from the UK trying the brisket for the first time?
Yeah.
Well, they are back, and this time they are trying Southern sweet tea.
Mm.
And the thing we know as the little biscuits and gravy.
Oh, this is going
to
be fun.
Yeah, so here is, I guess, their reaction to what sweet tea and biscuits and gravy is.
What do you normally have a biscuit in the UK with?
Cup of tea.
Cup of tea. In the South, they've also developed their own culture for biscuits and tea.
They put gravy in the tea now.
No. You don't have tea with gravy. It's Southern tea.
First thoughts, I thought it was Coke.
It's like a Coke, doesn't it?
Why is it cold if it's tea?
I'm very reluctant.
Is this your first ever iced tea?
Yeah. I know, right? We haven't experienced life yet.
Wow.
So this is before they even tried it. So they just looking at it, they say it looked like a Coke.
Well, and here's the other thing. Biscuits in the UK are like cookies.
Yeah.
They're not like.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's not like cookies. That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here is their reaction to trying the sweet tea.
Okay.
That's nice. That's proper nice. Yeah. This one. Yeah. This is the winner. Yeah. This is better. Right.
Iced tea is so good. Oh, my days.
Really sweet. I really like it.
You know what? I think that's better than hot tea.
Wow.
Whoa. If I gave this to like my mom and dad, if they didn't like this more, we would have problems.
Oh, wow.
I hear that, Theo's parents.
Okay.
Oh, that's so good. It's more sugary than Coke, but I think it's a lot
better. Oh, it's definitely more sugary than Coke.
That already.
It's quite nice.
It's quite nice.
There's a lot of sugar.
A
lot of sugar. By the end of this, I'm going to be bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
Do you have any more of this?
Yeah.
You want more tea? Your teachers are not going to like us later today. How does that compare to the tea and biscuits that you know?
Uncomparable. It's like comparing a Ferrari with a Ford.
Yikes. They're in. They're all in.
We got to get some people from the UK just hang out with us, and we just take them to all the Houston Staples.
Yep.
Take them to Breakfast Club. Take them to just every staple in Houston.
Yeah, give them all that stuff. We're going to check back in on these people.
Yeah.
In a couple of years, they're going to weigh like 350 pounds.
Yeah, that's the thing. All them places around the world be talking about us like, oh, look at you fat Americans. Like, hey come over here and taste this and see.
We work hard at it.
Come over there and taste
this. What is this brisket?
Yeah, like there's a reason why we all fat, because we be making all this fatty stuff taste delicious. That's why. All right, there you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you find to be mixtape worthy. And going back to where we started, seafood, it seems to be the winner when it comes to the smell that you most dislike in the workplace. Second behind that is burnt popcorn.
Popcorn can be the best and worst.
Yeah.
And
then someone said the worst is cauliflower because it smells like a fart. I did not ever.
That's broccoli, man. Just broccoli, cauliflower. Nah, if you warm that up, it do smell like that.
All right. Coming up next is get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. We'll do it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.